Expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Welcome to today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. And the whole world's watching. The whole world was watching America, but now the world is focused on Israel. On the campaign, Swords of Iron, directed at the Hamas, the terrorist groups, in presently Gaza Strip, but already Israel is defending its northern border in Lebanon, Syria, over to the east, and to the Jordan. As the days go on, eventually Israel is going to be watching that eastern border as well. So I have some points to begin with. This war that you're watching, and it is war, is a war that is in the Bible. It is in Psalm 83. And the war is a war that will take place in the last decade before Christ's return, in the last 10 years. It is ordained by God. Israel doesn't have a choice. Israel must fight this war. Did Israel, maybe along with the United States, along with other nations, did they decide to possibly put an end to this Palestinian situation? Well, as the weeks go on, we'll talk more about that too. But simply, in Psalm 83, God did say that this war would take place. Zephaniah, his prophet, in Zephaniah chapter 2, in Psalm 83, it is very clear that this war must take place. The children of Israel, according to Psalm 83, they have been watching the hatred of the terrorist groups around Israel and within Israel. The families, some are ancient families, like the children of Lot in Jordan, Ishmael and Esau, the Assyrians to the north, which would be in Syria, the Phoenicians, which would be in Lebanon. So it would be families and it would be countries that would be at war with Israel, that would be at war with the children of Israel, a hatred toward God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and also a hatred toward the Hebrew people. Psalm 83 clearly talks about it. It begins by the prayers of Asaph, one of the musicians of David. He wrote this, 3,000 years ago. And he said that, God, don't be silent. Don't be silent, don't be still. Your enemies are shouting. They are talking loudly. Those who hate you are getting ready to attack. They're going to They're not going to wait any longer. They're making secret plans against your people. Did America know about this attack? I think to a degree, yes. Did Israel know about it? To a degree, yes. Did they know the exact timing? No. Israel is taking care of business in the nation. Did Netanyahu plan that this would, he didn't know maybe that it would occur on Yom Kippur at the last day of the 7-day Sukkot. But God knew about it. And God knew that there would be a time that it would take place. This war is going to escalate all around the nation of Israel. The hatred of the nations internationally, even the anti-Semitism within the Christian churches, Christians who believe that we Christians have replaced Israel as a nation. No, we haven't. It's called replacement theology. We Christians have not replaced Israel. Israel, the children of Israel, of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, excluding the lineage of Dan, are the elect of God. This God has a plan with them. He made covenants with them. He made promises with King David, with Abraham, with the Jewish people. They are imprinted on his hand. Are they rebellious? Yes. Are they apostate in the time in which we live? Yes. I have done my Sunday programs from 9 to noon on Sunday. I've done many programs using the scripture and what God is displeased with the children of Israel. But they're still his people. Be careful how your attitude toward them. Be careful that your attitude is in check. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
The Tree Farm's 50-cent tree sale is going on now. Choose from thousands of carry-out-sized trees that are easy to handle and easy to plant. While supplies last, buy the first tree at regular price and mix or match a second tree for only 50 cents. Thousands of shade trees, flowering trees, fruit trees, evergreen trees, ornamental trees, and more. Also, huge savings on shrubs and perennials.
You
come
take
see.
I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
I've learned to stand with people that are in the storm who have courage. And if there's a man out there other than President Trump and just a few others that have really proven their mettle in the furnace, it's Mike Lindell. You're not going to get better towels, better sheets, better slippers, better beds, better hundreds of products made in America anywhere. It's ridiculous how high quality it is, how ridiculous the prices are low.
Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code KHNC.
Hi, I'm Brad Keselowski, driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang. If there's one thing I've learned after years on the track, it's that having the right amount of pressure in your tires can make or break performance. Properly inflated tires are essential to the health of your car and to keep you driving safely. Check your tire pressure once a month, especially before road trips, or stop by your neighborhood tire retailer for help.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Okay, so as we go on into the program, so there is anti-Semitism in the churches of God, in the 7 lampstands. There's anti-Semitism in the Patriot movement in America. Anti-Semitism in this administration and previous administrations. In Europe, internationally. And through the prophets of Israel, they made it clear that the Jewish people would always come under attack. There's talk that the Hamas is not a terrorist group. Well, this is part of the propaganda. Hamas is a terrorist group. Everybody knows in the Middle East, even the Arab nations, they realize that Hamas is a terrorist group. Hezbollah, ISIS, the Palestinian Authority, and all of the other little offshoots of anti-Semitism, and the jihadists in all of these groups. The war is against the world, not just Israel, but they focus their hatred toward Israel. But the jihadists and Islam as a religion is at war with the whole world. Until the world submits to Allah, there will be this religious war to the time of Christ. What just happened with Hamas's attack on Saturday, and I've talked about this on my show on Sunday and on this program through the last 2.5 years occasionally, there would never be a Palestinian state. We fund, America funds the state of Palestine, the EU, contributions coming from all the nations, from the UN, from the Arab nations. It's funding terrorism, but supposedly it's for the purpose of a Palestinian state. The Bible makes it clear there will never be a Palestinian state. And with this attack on Sunday, Hamas's attack, this ended the possibility of a Palestinian state ever. It ended that possibility. And what Psalm 83, Zephaniah chapter 2, Isaiah 17, Jeremiah 47, Ezekiel, I think in the 20, I can't remember the chapters, it says that the women and children, God is going to protect them. God wants them to be protected. Some of the women, they are so radicalized, they won't be protected. Now, and according to the scriptures, those in present-day Gaza, the women and children, and the cowards are going to try to flee, or the women and children will go to Egypt. The cowards, the men, will try to flee too, but their radical brothers won't let them. In Lebanon and in Syria, the women and children, according to the scriptures, will go north to Turkey and assimilate in those areas. God is going to protect the women and children. In present-day Jordan, the women and children will go more east into Saudi Arabia and north into toward Iraq to be protected. But the men, according to the scriptures, in this battle and this war that will take place from this point until Christ's return, the men will die on the battlefields. Those who have made it their life's work, or I don't know how to phrase it, those that will fight Israel are fighting God himself, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They will die on the battlefield, along with many, many Jewish soldiers and Jewish people. This is what happens in war. There's casualties on both sides. It's never going to be one side suffering and having casualties and death and wounded. No, it works both ways. And this is what is presented in these scriptures about this battle and this war taking place in Israel presently. Did the U.S. know about it? Yes. Did Russia know about it? Yes. Israel know about it? Yes. Did Israel know exactly the day and how it would be conducted? No. Did Israel know that there were munitions going into Gaza? I would say for the most part, yes. And into Lebanon, into Syria, Damascus, into the present Jordan. America, in June, took munitions out of Israel and sent those munitions that were stockpiled in Israel, a percentage of them north to Ukraine. America sending all this ordnance to Ukraine, some of that ordnance, small guns, weapons, bullets, and rockets, came out of Ukraine and have ended up in Gaza and are on the northern border. Hamas and Hezbollah up north, they have access and have had been stockpiled also, not just by Iran, but by weapons that went into Ukraine. Zelensky supposedly is Jewish. If he is of the tribe of Dan, and the people of the tribe of Dan would hate their brothers, the families of Israel. So I can see Zelensky, in cooperation with the United States, sending ordnance south. Iran, being supplied by Russia, sending ordnance to Gaza and to Lebanon, Syria, and into Jordan. The weapons left in Afghanistan, meant much of that smaller weaponry, handheld rockets, etc., came to Egypt. Not through Egypt necessarily, but probably through, it could be Egypt, and into Libya, shipped along the southern part of the Mediterranean to Israel, into Gaza. Psalm 83 says this war would take place. This would be a war with the different battles. That's how explicit the scripture is. A war with different battles. The battle to the west, southwest, the battle to the northeast, the battle to the north, the battle to the northeast, the battle to the east. Then it talks about the battle inside Israel's borders. 20% of the Israeli population of Israel is Arab. Are all the Arabs anti-Semitic, anti-Israel? No. This is what really irks the terrorist groups. They do not like the Arab/Muslim people to favor Israel at all. In that area, anybody that favors Israel in any way as an Arab or a Muslim will be killed. This war is not just about Israel now. This war, the terrorist groups have now become a problem, not just for Israel, but for Saudi Arabia, Qatar, all the UAE nations, all the Arab nations, even in North Africa, because these terrorist groups, this is kind of a signal to them to bring the governments in which you live, bring them to heel. Make these governments support Islam, support the terrorists, the radical terrorists. There's no reason, as of today or as of last Saturday, no reason for any nation to send 1 cent to any Palestinian state initiatives. Any money that would be sent to the Palestinian state initiative is going to go to weapons or going to enrich the leaders of these organizations, because Hamas and Hezbollah, these terrorist groups, have just ended any possibility of a Palestinian state. The people that are supposedly Palestinian are going to go to other countries. Those that will support Israel, Israel will allow them to assimilate still into the culture. The women and the children are going to be relocated. They're going to be assimilated into the other nations to protect them. And again, there won't be many cowards, young men, that don't want to fight. They'll be considered cowards. They'll be dealt with by their own Islamic members. Then the extreme terrorists, as Donald Trump put it, that's how he labeled them, extreme radical terrorists. They are going to destabilize the governments of most of the Arab world. The great religious war of the time of the decade in which Christ will return has begun. Islam now will be at war with the world. In the United States, it has been at war already in the European nations, in Afghanistan, Pakistan, India, even in Russia. The wars at the end of the world will be religious, and they will be nation against nation. They will be ethnic group against ethnic group. But now, when this war is concluded, and it will be concluded, Israel will be victorious. When this war has finished, it is done, concluded, when Benjamin Netanyahu has been completely victorious in his campaign against these terrorists, then Israel, for a short period of time, is going to have peace. America is not going to interfere with Benjamin Netanyahu's plan. The American military command is not going to, all the 3 to 26 letter agencies are not going to interfere with Benjamin Netanyahu. There's not going to be any, détente. There's not going to be any negotiations. There aren't going to be any treaties. America is not going to stop this war from now that it started, it will be concluded according to Psalm 83. The European military command is not going to have any say in what Benjamin Netanyahu is going to do to these terrorists. The United Nations, with the collective of all the nations that are going to be up in arms, and they're going to be condemning Israel for terrorist attacks when Israel is a recipient of terrorist attacks. This is what the scripture says. The Arab nations are going to want stability right away because the Islamic terrorists, these extreme terrorists, are going to be a plague to their governments, except for Iran. And even the extreme terrorists are a big problem to Iran also. They're a problem to Pakistan. They're a problem throughout North Africa, throughout the nations in North Africa, down halfway through the continent. But no one is going to stop Benjamin Netanyahu from this campaign until he has concluded, he is finished, and the terrorists have been neutralized. The present truth. Rick Rodriguez, 1360khnc.com for podcasts. Present truth.
9/11, the Podesta emails, Epstein Island, Hunter's laptop, the 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more on Just Informed Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
On MyPillow's 20-year anniversary, with over 80 million MyPillows sold, Mike Lindell and the MyPillow employees want to thank each and every one of you by giving you the lowest price in history on their MyPillows. Queen-size MyPillows, regular price is $69.98, now only $19.98, and just $10 more for king-size. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs to help you get the best sleep ever. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code KHNC. In addition to this special anniversary offer on the MyPillows, you will also receive deep discounts on all MyPillow products such as bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, my slippers, and so much more. Take advantage of the biggest sale in MyPillow's history. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-948-8229 and use promo code KHNC to take advantage of Mike's special offer on his MyPillow. That's MyPillow.com, promo code KHNC, or call 800-948-8229.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now My Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries My Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My Kind CBD, CBD as nature intended.
Get ready to embark on an extraordinary journey with Kelvin Crosby, better known as the Deaf Blind Potter, and his over 15 million followers right here on KHNC every Monday at 5 o'clock p.m. Kelvin will motivate you and show you how to live beyond life's challenges right here on AM 1360.
With Russia, after this war in Psalm 83 is finished, the next big war in the Middle East will be in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. That will be the Gog-Magog War. For the Christians, many of you are familiar with this war. Iran, Russia, Turkey, some of the nations of the old Soviet bloc, I believe that possibly even some of the Nazi element in Ukraine will come with Russia to this war in present-day Jordan. Also from the south, Libya, to the west of the Mediterranean, to the west of Egypt, is going to come to that war. Ethiopia will also be part of that war from the south. And this coming war with Russia will happen, I know, in the summer, according to the scriptures, and it's probably next summer, because this war with the terrorists surrounding Israel is not going to be a long campaign. It's going to be taken care of fairly quickly. I don't think months. Benjamin Netanyahu is the king of Israel, or the prime minister of Israel that God has chosen. He has been in office 4 times. He was in the Israeli military. He loves his country. There are those who talk about how corrupt he is. Well, this point the finger, how corrupt have these last, well, other than Donald Trump, the last six presidents, starting with Jimmy Carter all the way to Barack Obama, how corrupt were they? But Netanyahu has made it very clear that this time around he won't allow any detente. He's not going to, there aren't going to be any diplomatic phone calls. He is going to protect the Jewish people, the nation of Israel. They have to win these battles, all of them. Now, the great miracle that I've had to think about is when this war is concluded, Israel is in a situation where her real estate, you can take Israel and you're going to be able to pick it up and put it inside of the new Israeli property to the east, Jordan. You'll be able to put all of Israel inside of Jordan. Israel is going to take over Jordan. The mountains of Israel is the way it's referred to. Well, Israel, you don't have a whole lot of mountains in Israel. Most of the mountains are west or east of the Jordan River in the nation of Jordan. It says that Russia is going to come to the mountains of Israel and be destroyed in the desert, out in the countryside, along with Iran, Turkey, all these other nations. Israel is going to allocate all that property for herself. And there's nothing that anyone can do about it. But in the Ezekiel 38 and 39 war, it says that God himself, Israel won't be able to fight that battle. It's just too massive. There are too many troops. The campaign is too great. So how is this little tiny nation going to win that battle and take over and occupy that land? This is another miracle that the world is going to see by the hand of God. And in all of these battles, the scriptures are making it clear that God wants to shake the nations, to shake the world, to wake the world up that he exists. He wants the world to know and to fear what is coming upon the earth. Already in the Middle East, there's great fear. And the big nations of the Middle East, Saudi Arabia, these nations right now, they don't know what to do. They don't know what direction this is going to go. They do know it's going to affect them in a very negative way. If they don't support Hamas, Hezbollah, these operatives in those countries are going to start bombing things, destroying things, assassinating people in the marketplace. So these nations, they're in a strait. They're in a quandary. There's not going to be any solutions except to support Hamas, Hezbollah. And I'm telling you, all of Islam, they're watching, because Islam is at war with the Jewish people, the God of Israel, and the nations of the world. In this country already, you see the support for the Palestinians. There's not going to be any Palestinian state. This is by design. God said that Jerusalem is going to be a cup of trembling. And the war around Israel presently is upon the nation, correct. But it was is going to be more specific. Eventually, the war is going to be toward Jerusalem. We're now at the beginning of not only the physical wars with guns and bullets, but the New World Order believes that this is what we need, these rulers of the world, these wealthy men of the world that have ruled the world for roughly four centuries, they're thinking, okay, this is what we need to stop the momentum of Russia and China in a multipolar world plan. It's not going to stop. A multipolar world plan is not going to end. It's going to continue to prosper. That strategy is going to be successful. America is thinking this is what we need for world hegemony. The Muslims, the Islamic nations, the people in Islam are saying just the opposite. No, we're going to control the world. We're going to take over the world. China is saying no, we are going to rule the world by 2049. Everybody wants to rule the world. That is what's happening. We're witnessing the nations now. We're going to an all-out war in religious wars, in wars, countries against countries, nations against nations, ethnos against ethnos. This is just the beginning. We are in the last decade. When this war is finished, the next big war will be the war with Russia. When that war is concluded, maybe a year out, then there will be two major powers in the world, America, and this gives China about a year to really prepare for her role. China is going to be made a little bit stronger. Russia is going to be gone. Russia is going to be destroyed. China is going to exist. The United States is going to exist. The second world order, there will be two world orders, the multipolar world order, the unipolar world order. We'll be back.
Disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted, and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home, or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury. It's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.
Hi, my name is Sam Cheshire. My wife Lisa and I own Build Design America in Longmont, Colorado. We've been in business for over 30 years, offering full-service flooring to Northern Colorado. A few years ago, we started into Kiva Studios. We offer full-service kitchen and bath remodeling, along with a design service. We're located in Longmont at 665 Frontage Road. Our phone number is 303-772-1202. And we also offer free design services. So give us a call, 303-772-1202.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Okay, and I know that Russia has been hosting some of the Hamas leaders, and Russia is also has been hosting leaders from Iran, and this is not good news for the Russian people. When Israel comes down with the other nations, this campaign against Israel is going to bring a long due thousands and thousands of years of punishment to Russia for crimes against the Jewish people in Russia. The crimes against Jewish people, hardships, persecutions in the present-day Jordan, in Lebanon, in Syria, in the Gaza Strip area, southern area around Aqaba. God does not forget the way that the nations treat Israel. And I'm afraid right now in America, there are many people stating we should not send Israel another penny. We shouldn't send a penny to Ukraine, shouldn't send a penny to Israel. But like I said yesterday, in the scripture, this country, Babylon the Great, in Revelation chapter 17 and 18, the end of the world Babylon that sits between two oceans, and then water to the south, the Gulf of Mexico, waters to the north, the Great Lakes. This nation must support Israel whether the nation likes it or not. For two reasons. We have to keep Israel alive because of our future plans for Israel. We cannot allow any other nation to completely destroy Israel. We can't let the Arabs, America won't let the Arab, the terrorists destroy Israel. They'll allow them to keep Israel off balance, to keep them from getting their footing, so they can't become any stronger. And Israel, right now, is fit. She is at her peak. You may not believe it, but you just watch as Israel begins to win these battles. You'll see. And America knows it. Israel is a threat in the Middle East. The Arab nations won't come in any aggressive way toward Israel. The only one that will come will be Iran. And Iran will be punished, but it'll be by the hand of God. The United States will continue to support and assist Israel to a point. This administration, they do not like Benjamin Netanyahu because Benjamin Netanyahu is not in step with America's New World Order global agenda. Not completely. Israel is not really in step with this new IMF digital network because Israel will be brought into that network. Netanyahu's not 100% behind it, but Israel's going to do what it needs to do to survive. America will continue to support Israel and protect Israel to a point, but eventually when the Russian war is over, then the great betrayal will take place. The betrayal, America will begin to occupy the nation of Israel. The United States would prefer to go north into Syria, take that land, and leave Israel alone to some degree, but God is going to use and has used the city of Jerusalem and that Temple Mount area to be a cup of trembling. Any nation that comes against Israel is going to be punished, including America, including the Christian people that harbor an anti-Semitic attitude toward the Jewish people and toward Israel, including the patriots in this country that love America but would prefer Israel just go into the landfill of history, which most of the nations want. God's not going to allow it. And then you have the religions that say they're Christian but are not. These are the cult religions that hate Israel. Everyone is going to be, you might say, found out. exposed. But America, for those that don't want America to help Israel, you're going to have to just sit and watch. America will help Israel because we are going to eventually occupy Israel. We have to keep her alive. And we will keep her alive. We will support her. We'll maybe to the point of great hardship for Israel, we'll allow that, but we don't want her to die. It's like keeping, like a bat, keeping the host alive. You take a little blood, just what you need, but you keep the host alive. That's what Israel is to the United States, a host. So we will continue to support Israel. And the Bible says that in Genesis chapter 12, I bring this verse over and over. In blessing, I will bless those that bless thee. This is what God said to Abraham. In blessing, I will bless those that bless thee. In cursing, I will curse those that curse thee. The nations that come against Israel are cursed, and they will be punished. God uses them to afflict Israel, to punish Israel, but they always go too far, to the point of wanting to exterminate Israel. Then God steps in. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
This is Steve at Ramsey Auto Group.
Hey, this is Mike from Ramsey Auto Group.
Just stopping in to say hi, let you know that we're still open, still in business, and still rocking and rolling.
You know, if you're looking for a good car experience, come see us. We have old school values. We still operate by handshake. We're not pushy. We want you to be happy, and we have a great selection of trucks. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley.
970-443-5654.
970-443-5654.
You've probably been hearing me talk about YRefi for a while now. YRefi has been getting a ton of phone calls, and I want to thank you for supporting and investing in something that actually helps people. A lot of people are talking about this investment, so I'd like to review the basics with you. First off, yes, it's true. You can earn up to 10.25% fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed. You can turn your income on or off, compound it, whatever you choose, and there are absolutely no fees. There is no attack on principal if you ever need your money back, and your monthly statements will have no surprises. If you're not sure if you can trust this economy, this secure collateralized portfolio may be a good option for you. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's the word invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call them at 888-YREFI24. That's 888-YREFI24. Tell them Joe sent you.
Higher rates, lower rates, negative rates, bail-ins, bailouts, and so much more. You know why you need to own gold and silver. At the Patriot Trading Group, we're a different kind of company. We have no commission salespeople, no boiler room sales calls, no high-priced spokesmen. We believe in treating you with honesty and respect and delivering you the best products at the best price. Buying or selling, call us at 800-951-0592 or go to our website at allamericangold.com.
Russia and the Arab Hamas, Iran, representatives from Iran have been visiting. Russia doesn't want this war, but Ezekiel 38:39 says that Russia, hooks will be put in her jaw, and she's going to be dragged down to this battle. And then God says, I will destroy you and all your armies, speaking to Russia. Russia's to be a protector, a commander to all these nations that are going to come. That's going to be, I think, next year. But in the meantime, Russia is meeting with Hamas and these individuals. Russia would like a Palestinian state. And so would America to some degree, because this would continue to be a, you might say, it would hobble Israel to be the nation that God is demanding she would be. It would hobble Israel, keep Israel in a state of conflict and war, and you can never go forward as a country if you're always at odds with those within the nation that are working against your best interests, like America, like the people coming over the border, working against America's interests. But America is going to be punished eventually. This is just an indicator. This is just to show you what's coming up the road. Now, for the Christian people, when Russia, the war is over, the tribulation will begin. And when the tribulation begins, to begin the tribulation, I say that Barry Satoru, Barack Obama, will be back in power. Donald Trump's political run is just about to end. The conflict that's going to take place when Russia comes down is going to end any possibilities for a coming election. So, a year from now, I don't believe there will be an election. Sometime in this next year, we're going to see Barry Satoru, a.k.a. Barack Obama, begin to come out of the gopher hole. You don't have to believe me. I was going to ask or just present something. If you would like to support me here on The Present Truth for the program, then you can send your support to KHNC, P.O. Box 104, Johnstown, Colorado, and the zip code is 80534. If you send check or money order, it must be made out to me. Do not make it out to KHNC. Make it out to Rick Rodriguez. And any other support that you either bring in or send will be given to me also. So again, that would be at KHNC, P.O. Box 104, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534. And I appreciate it. I know that the prophecy in Psalm 83 and other scriptures throughout the Old Testament with the other prophets, this is going to be, it has a time limit to it. It is time sensitive. It may not be 6 months, longer than 6 months. It's time sensitive. It will only take place one time in history. It's never taken place to this point. And once it is finished, it is concluded and it is past prophecy fulfillment. So we're in the prophecy fulfillment of Psalm 83 and other prophecies in Ezekiel, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Zephaniah. But we'll have to continue tomorrow. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for the podcasts to The Present Truth site. Talk to you tomorrow. Let's visit.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.